Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Nick's in the house, had a couple gigs this weekend at the Cabo Bar in Beatrice. Was that Friday night, Nick?
Yes.
Oh, that was after the Husker loss, too.
Oh.
Yeah, it was.
I forgot about that. We'll get that.
They're just numbing at this point.
Yeah. I love your responses on our text chain, you know, because I didn't get a chance to see the end of that game. I was back east and wasn't on the TV. But I knew Iowa came back. And then I saw your bitching about it.
Of course they came back.
But I will let you let you rant for a second here. Yeah, well, I don't know what they're thinking. Next year's time, why is it going to get better?
It's not going to get better. It's not like...
He knows where meat is, man.
That's the thing.
And also Frost knows where Beatrice is, too,
right?
By the way.
And I guess... Yeah. I didn't read the story, but I saw a headline that he was, like, nice to a kid at some camp they had.
Okay, well, of course he is. He's a grown man.
Right.
Nice to a kid, yeah.
Like, people need to separate. You can still like the guy and realize that he's not a good coach for the team. They can be two separate things.
You can do both of those, right? You can do both of
That's
those.
Fine. It's nothing personal. It's, no. Hey, sorry, you're winning three games a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or one of those teams ended with a winning record.
Win, and you can be pricks to little kids all the time.
Right. So there's some incentive.
He ain't going to win anytime soon. But
no.
The Beatrice show was good. You said there was one jackass in the
crowd. Yeah, it was good. There were a couple.
Okay. But people liked the show, obviously.
Yeah. I just tried to ignore him as much as possible. And it was like, that was a weird situation because, you know, people are like, paying to be in the show.
Right. Oh, they were paying to see. Okay, yeah, you're right.
And so there was one dude, Ian, he listens. He was sitting towards the back, and there was a table that was getting loud. And I guess he paid people during the show to shut up.
Oh, my God.
It's like, hey, if I give you $5, you just shut up.
So, jeez.
You're the best.
$5 right? To shut
up. Yeah, hire that guy as your manager.
Yeah.
And then you and Jeff Dye, our buddy Jeff Dye, drove the whole way to Cozad, right?
Yeah.
For a private gig on Saturday. How's Jeff doing?
He's doing well.
But is he still seeing What's Your Face? Did you bring him anything in person?
I didn't. I didn't realize that was going on until, like, we had to spend some time in Cozad after the show.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he had an early, a lot of times we would just bounce
right
to get home, but he had an early flight, so we had to, like, drive
if you were
through
back,
the night. So we were hanging out at this bar, and that was, you know, I was getting that line of questioning at the stag bar at the Elks Lodge.
About Jeff Dye?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, is he with that girl? I'm like, I don't know.
You ask him.
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, or don't.
Yeah.
Right. Woodford's like, I'll ask him. Like, you know, you can probably not ask him. That's fine, too.
Well, why am I zoning her name here, puss? Help me out here.
Christian Cavalieri?
Yeah, Cavalieri, right. Yeah. They were together.
The ex-Mrs.
Last time
Jay
he was in
Cutler.
The studio, they were together, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. He's a good dude. Funny dude. Who's there this week? Who's the bone this week?
TJ.
Oh, TJ Miller be in the studio, right?
Uh-huh.
Both days, Thursday, Friday?
I think just Friday.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
TJ Miller. Great.
We're also talking to John Waters this week.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, we are.
He's in town on Wednesday.
Yeah. He's calling us on Wednesday. He's in town on Sunday night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cool.
What is he doing?
It's a Christmassy kind of John Waters twisted Christmas type of show.
It's going to be twisted. Nice. It's his show. It's going to be twisted.
Yeah. And I believe it was all supposed to happen last Christmas, little tour he's doing, and it got pushed back. So he's always an interesting guy.
Where Omicron kicks in.
Yeah, I was watching. My mom came over for that Husker game to watch it with us. But it's my youngest that I watch it, but he's like they always lose.
I saw the first half. Then I went to a bar to watch a band, a buddy of mine play some music. So they didn't have the game on there. So the first half, I'm like, hey, the Huskers might actually win this game.
Right?
What the hell, man?
Yeah, and as soon as Iowa blocked that punt for a touchdown.
I did see that. I'm sorry, I did. See
and they
that,
were still they were still ahead after that, but you just knew. Yeah. That it was, you're like, here we go.
Didn't Frost blame his own special teams?
Well, he said that, too.
Like, he has nothing to do with it?
He said that was the game. And, like, if the head coach is thinking the game's over when he's still up by 5 points, that should be pretty telling.
Man. I was overrated, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. Well, I don't think they're overrated. They're not really ranked that high, but it was a good win.
You come in at, 9-2? Were they 9-2 going into that game? Yeah, and you're the underdog?
No, they ended up not being.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. They ended up being favorite.
Oh, that's right.
They
might have been like half a point.
Yeah, that's still a money line.
It was about two.
That's still a money line.
I think I saw two and a half. They ended up being favorite.
Well, you're right. Nope, I wouldn't get any respect. They really didn't deserve much respect. I mean, they did beat Nebraska, but, you know.
So did everybody
else. They beat Michigan. Iowa, that's a big game right there.
That was a cool game to see in the snow.
Yeah. Oh, so we got a rematch coming up?
They play Michigan this year? Did I play Michigan? I don't know. I know Husker fans hate Hawkeye fans, and Hawkeye fans hate Husker fans, so social media was kind of fun to look at. Because you both could be bozos.
Yeah, it's just good old sports hate.
That's what I want, sports hate. That's what my social feed, that's what social media wants to be. It should be just sports hate.
And that rivalry is not even fun as a Husker fan. Like, oh, we'll get you.
You've lost seven
straight.
You're
not going to beat us 8 in a row.
Yeah, that's not a rivalry.
Not a rivalry.
Yeah, you got to have, is there a little token? Is there a trophy?
It's a hero's trophy,
an axe or a pig?
It's a hero. It's a hero.
A piece of corn or
it's a big
hero.
Piece of wood.
Yeah, it should be corn,
Too many of those manufactured rivalries.
It's hero. That,
yeah. Nothing like the Territorial Cup.
Well, that's been around forever,
it's
right?
It's got to be
1896, something like that.
Right. Yeah, I think the Nebraska-Iowa trophy was made by a grocery store.
Yeah. The Hy-Vee Heroes Trophy.
Yep. Oh, yeah. You're probably right. It's got a sponsor. Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's them or not. I shouldn't mention it.
I think it was.
Was it them? Okay. Go ahead.
At least to begin with.
How'd your Hogs do, Craig? I forgot to see who they play. They win?
They did.
Okay. Bowl game for the Hogs, man.
What next? Bowl game?
Bowl game for the Hogs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they get a bowl game.
Yeah.
Speculation? Have you checked the projections?
No, I have not.
I did, but I didn't bother looking for the Hogs.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Sure it does. It's fun to talk about.
Well,
you're right. In the whole scheme of things, it doesn't matter.
Where you might go?
It doesn't matter.
To the players, it does. That's about it. Nobody cares.
Yeah, if you're not going to the Final Four.
It doesn't matter. I'm with you on that.
Then they're looking at swag. Who's got the best swag?
The Final Four is all that matters to the fans.
Yeah. Well, for that one, you want to, as a kid, playing football, you want to go to the Fiesta Bowl because you get a free PlayStation.
Yeah. There you go.
PlayStation.
Probably the new one, I would hope.
That would suck. You go to the,
we got you a repurposed
one, right?
That's a PS3.
The old beef bowl where you get the old PlayStation.
Yeah, I was looking at a lot of these bowl games yesterday. And
you were bored, man.
I don't know any of them.
Yeah.
And you were right, Todd. Apparently there are 41 bowls, so they need 82 teams.
Right.
And there are going to probably be a few 5-7 teams that will get in because
I would think so.
They don't have enough teams.
Why don't we make it 3-9 teams too then?
What if your 3-9 team is really good?
Yeah,
you're going to be.
What are you talking about?
Here's
only the best 3-9 team.
Here, Nick, you risk being 3-10 then. Then you're 3-10. That's brutal.
That's what would happen too.
But up until I think it was late 60s, early 70s, there were only 5 bowl games.
Oh yeah. I understand.
Rose Bowl.
I get more, but 41 is ridiculous.
Cotton Bowl. Yeah. I think the Peach Bowl was one of the originals.
Yeah, I was just looking at a list. I think there'll be like maybe a half a dozen 5-7 teams that'll get offered bowl games.
Got it. They have to fill the
Yeah, because they need somebody.
They need 82 teams.
I mean, those teams will be playing in 2 weeks.
If they decline it, then they'll go down to 4 and 8. And if they decline it, there you go, Nick. Maybe they'll go down to 3-9 guys.
Just end it.
Well, because your team travels, man. They'd show up for that crap. They'd show up to see him go 3-10.
Sure they would. They would.
They'd pack a place,
right,
man.
They've been socking money away to go to a Big Ten championship for a decade now. So they got football savings account money.
Socking money away.
I think if my
sorry to kick it when you're down. We just were here for years, so it's fun kicking people when they're
down. My count was right. You got 6 years worth of bowl money that hasn't been spent yet.
Yep.
It's man, insane.
Nick's out of here. I'm out of here.
It's really...
It is insane.
The level of support that a coach with this track record still receives
nobody
is mind-blowing.
Nobody gets that.
Well, people were comparing him to Harbaugh. Like, oh, Harbaugh went 4-6 last year, and now they're in the championship. You're like, look at that dude's record before the COVID year, whatever it was.
He always had decent. He just never beat Ohio State. That was
right. He also took a team to that thing called the Super Bowl.
Right, yeah.
It's weird.
Forgot about that.
Like, all this stuff that surrounds the Huskers are like, well, next year, if they don't get to 8 wins, like, 8 wins? What the hell? Like, I don't know why people think that's even a possibility. It's crazy.
Athlon Sports has Arkansas versus Clemson at the Gator Bowl.
Oh.
Well, the Gator Bowl would be cool.
I like to see Clemson lose, which means my team will lose.
Yeah.
The Gator Bowl in Tallahassee, or they play that in Orlando?
They play where the Gators play, probably.
Sure. Yeah.
In the swamp?
I don't know, Todd. Probably
sounds
not,
like a Florida thing.
Yeah.
It's about all I'm going to say.
It does.
But I'm uncertain where they play the Gator Bowl.
Hang on there.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Hogs fan.
Move on, Craig.
That's who cares.
Craig doesn't even care.
Well, you might like to go.
Oh, I'd love to go.
Yeah.
But then I don't care where it would be.
Yeah, true. Just out of town. That'd be cool. Yeah.
And since I'm not going to go, I don't care.
You wouldn't care if you were going.
Right.
That's right. I mean, last minute I would care.
Yeah.
Oh.
You'd have to know what to pack.
You got to put the Queen on that Deadpool next year. I just read this. The Queen will have one less realm this week.
Realm?
I don't know what that means.
Barbados is lopping themselves off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's what that means. I thought she was being
good
sick.
For them.
Does that mean they're not part of the kingdom anymore?
Right.
Okay.
That whole independence thing?
Why don't they go attack them like they did the Falklands?
Well,
they know Barbados, you're ours. They attack you.
No, because they're comfortable with this.
You can go. Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Good. Prince Charles went over there, signed the papers. No. Y'all are cool and, did the whole bit.
Yeah.
Either he's going to or did or something. I don't know.
Old white man rule. We'll just go away. You guys could rule your own country now. That kind of
thing. They have been ruling their own country. It's just been a bit of a figurehead.
Got it.
But this was a peaceful transfer?
Yes, it was. A peaceful transfer of power.
Right. I don't understand why they don't just end the whole royal family charade after the queen dies. Prince Charles is going to look so goofy with the crown on.
They make a lot of money doing that. That's why. It's the only reason. Tourist.
Yes, it is a...
And the
well,
locals,
not a cottage.
The locals
it's
like
an
it.
Industry.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and the locals like it.
They seem to.
Yeah.
Do they?
Well, they keep the charade of a Husker football going, so it makes a lot of money. It makes a lot of money, man.
They're not actually in charge of anything, are they? They're just hanging out.
No, they're not in charge of anything.
No, the prime minister and parliament are in charge. Yeah.
It's all so weird.
Go to school, Nick.
Like, I'm the princess.
He's gone to a lot, be fair.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. But apparently he didn't go anywhere when it comes to, British rule.
No. A lot of us are clueless about it.
Well they used to have some sort of power, didn't they?
Yeah, hundreds of years ago.
Now they're just special because they fell out of a certain cooch?
Yes.
A German cooch,
that's
by the way.
That's how it all started.
Yeah.
Remember, he said colonel in the advanced English class.
Yeah.
German cooch.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you.
Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So, let's see, Stephen Sondheim passed away. So did American poet Robert Bly. Nobody had him. I think I may have mentioned him last week.
PBA bowler, really good bowler, Mark Roth died. And one person had him. What was his name?
That's right.
What was his name?
Craig's Neckhole Kegels.
Yeah.
Had the 70-year-old bowler Mark Roth.
Mark Roth.
What was that?
That's a good solo hit.
Was he the guy that goes, you know who I am?
No, that guy's still alive. This Mark Roth was pretty big in the 80s, and maybe the 80s. You'd see him on TV. When they used to show bowling all the time, he was one of the best. Todd, I knew his name. And I'm not a big bowler. That was on every week.
Yeah.
The Final Five and every tournament was always on. You know?
Wide world of sports.
Yeah,
I'm curious how long this guy's had him on the list, because he had a stroke that left him partially paralyzed in 09.
He was just waiting for that solo hit. Nobody's going to remember Mark Roth.
Is it a whole list of ex-bowlers or something? Does it have a theme?
By the way, we're like 3 weeks away, and I don't think that Sharon Daugherty's going to go. So I don't think anybody's going to get 10.
You don't know.
The white whale's out there still, by the way.
Just takes one bad day.
I know. Yep.
The turd knows a lot more than we do.
I don't want
32 of them left.
I don't want the turd to get it, man.
I do not know how to say Lou's last name. Lou Cutell, Cuddle.
Who's he?
He passed away, and nobody had him either. You may remember him as the proctologist on Seinfeld.
I know
Ass
his face.
Man.
Oh. I'd know his face if I saw him. Yeah,
that was a great episode.
Yeah. He was also in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and he was Amazing Larry in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
I know who he was.
Yes, immediately you would know this guy.
Of course I would, yeah.
Now that not only was he on Seinfeld and Pee-wee's Big Adventure, he was in Grey's Anatomy. He was in The Dick Van Dyke Show, Mary Tyler Moore Show, Kojak.
He did everything. Now I got to see what he looks like.
You'd go, oh, that guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a name.
Never occurred to you.
Well, you know, you see these character
pop up
actors,
everywhere.
And you don't say, oh, I wonder what his name is.
Never.
Hey, it's that guy again.
There he is.
Well, a lot of people watch Yellowstone. There's a new chick on there that might be banging Kevin Costner soon, and I couldn't place her, but she was the star of Coyote Ugly. That's how I remembered her.
Piper Parabo.
She was a hot player. She's in her 40s now. She's gorgeous. But that movie's, what, 20 years at least? Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody loved Coyote Ugly.
It was very well written.
It was.
And what Seinfeld got? That John O'Hurley, who you know from Seinfeld.
He's out doing commercials now.
He hosts the National Dog Show.
He's also doing an infomercial.
Is that him?
So, yeah, that's him. That's him.
Was he Elaine's boss?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
That's him doing that now.
And he does radio interviews before the dog show every year.
Does he?
And I delete those emails every year.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we talked to him once.
We did.
He almost seems like a parody.
Yeah.
I think I'm watching a Christopher Guest movie when they cut to him.
Well, his pipes. He's got those great pipes.
The dais.
Yeah.
Does he say anything about being made out of ham?
He's doing an infomercial right now for something. I don't know, some old thing, you know, some like a catheters in your junk or something like that.
No,
I couldn't tell if that was him or not.
It's him. He looks older now.
It's not a reverse mortgage.
I don't think he's doing that.
No, but it's one of those.
It's a mortgage. It's some sort of money thing. It's not catheters, but
Winkler does something. And I think it's a reverse mortgage.
Well, the most famous reverse mortgages, of course.
And then Joe Namath and somebody else, they're pimping Medicare.
Yeah, whatever Joe Namath is
they pay you money,
a commercial
man.
For, it makes it seem like a scam.
Oh, that J.J. Walker's the other one that's in those commercials.
Yes.
It's like supplemental insurance for old folks or something.
And they're going to picture him as J.J. behind him.
Yeah.
If we're going to pay you got to be here, and dynamite has to be said. Okay. Yep.
J.J. gets really excited when he learns they're going to give him $100 a month.
Yep.
That's over $1,000 a year.
Yep. him and Joe Namath are the one pimping those.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see him all the time on the Weather Channel.
I do like the assortment that who is it? Car Shield has.
That is Berman.
Berman.
Chris Berman.
Ice-T.
Ice-T.
Ice-T's all over.
And
Ice-T's buddy.
He brings Ice-T. Give my buddy some money.
Yeah.
I'm a friend of Ice-T's. We used to rob banks together in the 80s.
Why am I blanking on the guy, the Ghostbuster? Ernie Hudson.
Rick Moranis.
Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson.
That's below Rick Moranis, man. He wouldn't do that.
Is he acting again?
I don't know, man.
No. He just gets beat up every now and again.
He just got beat up for no reason. Somebody punched him down in New York.
He came out and did one thing. Right, he got punched.
He's on the commercial with Ryan Reynolds for Ryan Reynolds'
bit. Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah,
and he just stood there. And I'm leaving.
They couldn't even convince him to do a cameo in the new Ghostbusters?
Probably not.
No?
I mean, I saw the three surviving guys.
He's the gatekeeper.
They make cameos. And I think even Sigourney Weaver.
I'm surprised by that, because didn't Miranda stop acting to raise his kids after his wife died?
I think so.
His kids have to be older by now.
And his wife probably died, right?
I think she did.
Banging hot chicks.
He just doesn't care. Yeah. He doesn't want to get back into it.
If she didn't, he sure wasted his time.
Apparently, could have been making money.
That's a good point.
That's apparently the same story with Damian Lewis, the guy from Billions, who just... His wife's sick, too? No, she died a year or so ago, but he's basically just... quitting to go raise his kids, and he's basically getting out of the business for a while. Okay.
That's why he disappeared from the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Spoiler. Sorry.
Orange City, Florida, motorcyclist struck by a Kia. 35-year-old Sarah Morales intentionally hit 40-year-old Andrew Durr, then fled in the minor crash scene.
Last name Durr is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Durr was uninjured, remained on the motorcycle. He and witnesses tried to get Morales to stop while she was attempting to turn left. She refused to pull over. They followed the woman in an effort to identify her. She drove home. She went into her home. She called 911. She allegedly grabbed a gun from the house and went back outside to confront Durr and the witness.
Which, Florida, you're allowed to defend yourself no matter what, right? Even when you hit people.
Well, yeah.
Sure.
Exactly.
She could shoot him right there, and she'd be acquitted, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, no, she's not a white chick, is she?
Turns out Mr. Durr had a handgun on him.
Whoa! Way Florida. Everybody gets a gun. This is Florida. Everybody has a gun.
Everybody gets a gun.
That's what we want. Everybody with a gun.
He had a handgun on him. He had a valid Florida permit to carry a concealed weapon. When she came outside with a gun to confront them, he drew his weapon, opened fire on her.
Whoa.
She's dead now.
Whoa. Oh!
Wow.
They're all dicks.
Yep. All good self-defense.
Just all dicks. Call the cops. This lady hit something.
They did.
I know, but a cop wouldn't have just blew her away. They might have blew her away, too, if she can walk down.
What color is she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What was her name?
Morales.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Morales. Yeah.
Well, anybody walks out with a gun pointed at the cops, they're probably dead.
Yeah, but this wasn't the cop. This is another guy with a good guy with a gun. But he might have been a bad guy with a gun, too. Just had a
he was the one that got hit.
Sometimes white guy gets a break.
A lot of times they do.
Yeah, this is the guy that got hit and then followed her to get her information.
More guns is the answer.
More guns. Everybody gets a gun.
It's always the answer.
It's the only answer.
It's the only answer.
That is peak Florida.
It is Florida right
peak
there.
Peak Florida.
Good story. Come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.